Hello, and welcome once again to NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed clinical nutritionist, and I'm here to give you some information about food choices that have dramatic health-supporting benefits. And today we're going to talk about onions, beginning with onions. And very interesting that the onions contain anthocyanins, flavonoids, quercetin, all kinds of very, very specifically health-supporting components. So one of the things that I want to tell people is make sure that you peel as little of the outer layer of the onions away when you're preparing something with onions, because it's those outer layers that are the highest, that contain the highest level of quercetin. So the quercetin is going to be supportive of your immune function so that you are less at risk for developing allergies. The quercetin is very, very beneficial for your blood vessels. So there are so many different components found in the onions. And for those fans of onion soup out there, very good news, because a lot of the really high quality nutrient components found in onions are not destroyed when they are cooked. So onion soup, fabulous. Very, very, very good quality onion soup for you, supporting your immune system, supporting, nourishing your body in a very easy way. It's really interesting because I think that people might say, oh, for a cold, if you're not feeling well, go to chicken soup. Well, the truth of the matter is you can go to the onion soup and it is just as good for you, possibly in slightly different ways, but very, very supportive of your immune system. Onions actually contain substances that are going to have an anti-clotting effect. So the potential to reduce your risk of heart attack is very well supported when you include onions in your diet. Onions contain substances that are going to reduce triglycerides. They also reduce cholesterol, but one of the conversations that I have with lots of people with regard to cholesterol is you really want to pay attention to your triglycerides. So reducing your risk of heart attack and lowering triglycerides, creating an anti-clotting effect in your blood, all can be your benefits when you include onions in your diet. It's very interesting because as well as reducing your risk of heart and circulatory disease, you also have the capacity to reduce your risk of very specific types of cancer. So onions have the ability to reduce your risk of colon cancer, esophageal cancer, oral cancer, and as well as ovarian cancer. Very, very helpful in supporting the health of your digestive system, consequently the benefits to oral, esophageal, and colon cancer. When you are dealing with the symptoms of a respiratory problem, particularly asthma, maybe you have a chronic bronchitis situation, the onions are very, very helpful with regard to an anti-inflammatory benefit. The high sulfur content found in onions has the ability to kill bacteria. So if you're exposed to people who are ill, particularly with certain bacterial illnesses, this, in my opinion, works against viral illnesses as well, but very specific sulfur content helps to kill bacteria. The onions are very helpful at fighting fungus. So many people dealing with nail fungus, a systemic fungal infection, candida. Very, very important to understand by adding your onions to salad, to cooked vegetables, making onion soup, putting a little bit of a sweet onion in your smoothie in the morning, you are going to have very beneficial response with regard to respiratory tract issues, digestive issues, and if you're going to use the onions, it actually has a benefit for metabolic syndrome to enhance how your body is able to metabolize sugars and starches from grains. You have lowered glucose response to those people who are at risk for developing diabetes. Maybe you have hypoglycemia, maybe your A1C is getting a little high, showing highs and lows to your glucose level. Add some onions to your diet. It could be a sweet onion that you add to your salad. It could be a mix of different types of onions that you create an onion soup with, but very, very positive addition to your diet for your good health. Moving on, I want to talk about oranges, and I should preface this discussion by saying I'm not talking about orange juice. I'm talking about eating the whole orange. And keep in mind that the inside, that pulp, that white pulp that's so full of antioxidant content, that is so full of the enhancing nutrients. So the little bit of oil that you can see when you squeeze the skin, that little bit of moisture that comes out, orange oil, very antibacterial, antiviral, antipathogenic. And then inside the orange peel is the pulp full of antioxidants. It's going to be very helpful for your digestive system. Any cells that have a very quick turnover lifespan, and those are the cells that line your digestive tract, those cells are protected from DNA damage. So the cells that line your digestive tract are being very specifically protected when you consume that inside pulp of the orange. You're going to reduce your risk of stroke, reduce your risk of arthritis, and reduce your risk of Alzheimer's. Now, the caveat with regard to arthritis is there are some people who don't do well with citrus fruits, and so if you have a suspicion that you are one of those people that you might not have the best response to consuming oranges, and that is the group that needs to be aware that often the symptom people develop when they don't deal with citrus fruits very well can be stiff, painful hands. The joints of your fingers are hurting. But that's just a specific segment of the population. Most people do just fine with the oranges. They're going to reduce your risk of developing macular degeneration. Now, all of those people out there who have been diagnosed with the beginnings of macular degeneration, keep in mind that this is degeneration. It's a progression. And what you want to do is slow the progression as much as possible. And oranges are part of that process of slowing the degenerative issue. Vitamin C content, of course, very, very high in oranges. However, when you look at the content in an orange, probably between 60 and 80 milligrams of vitamin C. When you look at that and compare 500 milligrams with the vitamin C supplement that you might be taking, you think, oh, the orange is not doing that much. The truth of the matter is the vitamin C from the orange is very well metabolized. And when you combine it with eating some of the inner rind of the orange peel, that white pulp, enhancing to your immune system. It has anti-tumor effect. It's been researched and shown to reduce the risk of ear infections. So if you're dealing with children who have a higher risk for developing an ear infection, or that's where any time they're exposed to a cold virus, it tends to settle in their ears, make sure that they have a little bit of whole orange and a little bit of that white pulp on a pretty regular basis during the cold and flu season. As I said, the oranges actually help to reduce certain types of cancer. Oranges help to reduce colon cancer. Remember what I said about the cells that turn over lining your digestive tract? Well, they are protected from DNA damage when you're consuming an orange on a regular basis. The risk of mouth cancers and skin cancers is reduced when you consume oranges on a regular basis. They help to protect your heart, and what they do is minimize the potential for oxidation of LDL cholesterol, and it is the oxidative process, that damage to the cholesterol, that tends to create all of the problems. It helps to strengthen your respiration. So orange is very, very helpful. Once again, those people with asthma, those people with bronchitis, pulmonary diseases, oranges are a very positive addition to your diet. Moving on to peaches, one of my favorite fruits, and it was interesting because I was thinking, oh, they are so sweet and delicious. Maybe they're very, very high in sugar and not necessarily a real choice for some people who might be dealing with elevated blood sugar. Well, the good news is 35 to 50 calories in a peach, so people who are watching their weight and still looking for something a little tasty, a little sweet to satisfy a sweet craving, the peaches are a very, very good option. There is research that shows the sensation of satiety, being satisfied and feeling full with what you've eaten. Peaches provide that feeling of fullness. There contains the contents in peaches of antioxidant vitamins, vitamin A, beta carotene, vitamin C. And because of that combination of ingredients, nutrients in the peaches, they are very supportive of regenerating skin cells. So very often, different moisturizers and anti-aging type of creams for your skin have extracts from peaches. The number of beneficial components is very, very broad in peaches. The ability to do so many different things for your body. So, listen to this. They make you feel full. They only have 35 to 50 calories. They also prevent constipation. So anybody out there who's dealing with a digestive issue, a peach, satisfying a sweet craving, providing wonderful antioxidant nutrient intake, preventing constipation, and in addition, the peaches have some components that prevent parasites from finding a happy home in your digestive system. So anti-parasitic activity. Because of the antimicrobial activity, the ability to support your immune system and actually combat the changes that lead to cancer cells thriving, peaches actually combat cancer. They are high in selenium, another antioxidant nutrient, so critically important for how your immune system works. Then, there are components in peaches that have a support to how your kidneys work, and they minimize the accumulation of fluids and act in a diuretic capacity. They have the ability to calm an upset stomach. So your digestive system is supported. They help with metabolic syndrome. And then, as if all of those beneficial activities weren't enough, they have a sedative component that is very calming. So you get such a broad profile of benefits when you consume peaches. And they have been around for thousands of years in use as part of human nutrition. So you're getting something that is absolutely delicious, very filling, and does so much. Aids your digestion, aids in kidney support, sedative, calming, anti-parasite. I mean, what could be better? And then, the last discussion for today, a kind of controversial substance, food choice. I'm talking about peanuts. And I'm sure that by now, many of you have heard that so many people dealing with peanut allergies, and one of the suggestions to avoid significant allergic response to peanuts in your kids is to have them exposed to little bits of peanuts as youngsters. So, peanuts, this is the list of all of the good things that peanuts can do for you. First of all, they're full of monounsaturated fats, so fat profile very similar to olive oil, very beneficial. They can be an extremely helpful addition if you are following a Mediterranean diet, that fruit, that fish, vegetable, high-quality oil type of eating. Peanuts fit right into that. Peanuts contain vitamin E, so good for your heart and circulation, so good for your hormones, so good for your skin. Niacin, again, keeping your blood vessels open and flexible, very, very helpful with regard to having adequate niacin intake. And of course, when you're using a supplement of niacin, sometimes there is a niacin flush. And with the peanuts, that risk of a niacin flush is very much reduced. Folate content in peanuts. And what's important about that, people with the highest level of folate in their blood, those people are found to have the longest lifespan. So folate support with the peanuts as part of your diet. Okay, you know about that red wine, resveratrol, and how protective resveratrol is. Well, when you compare the resveratrol content with red wine, the resveratrol in peanuts is much lower. However, it is very active, and you are getting some resveratrol. The recommendation is just a little bit, maybe a quarter cup of peanuts, twice, maybe three times a week, a little bit of peanut butter along with some fruit. Very, very nice addition to your diet. According to the British Medical Journal, you are getting protection against heart disease because of the antioxidant content in peanuts. That profile of antioxidant nutrients has been very well studied and shown to be effective against heart disease. Because the peanuts are filling, they're satisfying, they have been studied by the journal Obesity as promoting weight loss. So who would think, okay, you think peanuts, they're so high calorie, I need to avoid them if I'm on a weight loss routine. According to the journal Obesity, they are very, very satisfying and supportive of your weight loss goals. There is information that the peanuts help to protect against and combat prostate cancer. But in addition to that, there is also some benefit with regard to creating the right colon chemistry so that you are protected against colon cancer. However, for those people who've been diagnosed with diverticulosis, you don't want to create additional inflammation in your colon. You don't want to maximize the opportunity for diverticulitis. That's very painful, very unpleasant aggravation of the cells that line your colon and those little pockets that can get inflamed and cause an attack of diverticulitis. So, if you've been diagnosed with diverticulosis, you want to make sure that you use creamy peanut butter, not the chunky peanut butter, because it tends to be those little chunks of peanuts and other nuts that will aggravate diverticulitis. You are able to lower your risk of Alzheimer's disease and dementia using peanuts on a regular basis, and that's according to research done in the journal Neurology. You're going to minimize your risk of developing digestive issues that result in gallstones. So many people dealing with the discomfort, inability to digest fats, but the peanuts actually reduce your risk of developing gallstones. So across the board, very, very high quality nutrient content, very beneficial metabolic response when you include peanuts, peanut butter, in your diet. And remember, you want to choose organic peanuts, organic peanut butter. And the other little bit of information is that the roasting of peanuts doesn't necessarily destroy or change some of the benefits associated with consuming peanuts. And so that's the profile of nutrition choices for today. So many things to minimize your risk of developing a variety of different types of diseases that tend to plague Americans. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be back again soon with more information on great dietary choices. Thanks for tuning in.